It's time for On Air at the Fair. Now, here's your host, Neil Roberts.
It's been a year already since the devastating flood hit Minot and our region, but the North Dakota State Fair is back now in 2012. And here to discuss the past year plus is State Fair Manager Renee Korsleen. And Renee, boy, what a year it's been.
Yeah, what a year it has been. We've been very busy. You know, we almost hate to think back to last year to where we were, but, you know, we were under 10 feet of water. And a lot of 19 of the buildings ruined, but we have picked our feet up, and with the wonderful winter that we had, it really did help. Our guys worked all winter long, and we fixed up these 19 buildings. Of course, we had contractors also and electrical people. All of the wiring had to be redone in those 19 buildings. A lot of work, a lot of expense, and we are so ready. We are so ready for the people to come and see what we've done.
All right. Hey, we'll talk about more of the past year with Renee Korsleen when we come back.
At Trinity's Joint Replacement Center, we believe our knee and hip replacement program is among the best in the land. But when Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota named us a Blue Distinction Center for knee and hip replacement, we knew others were taking notice too. Trinity Health provides the highest quality of care possible, not for awards like Blue Distinction, but for the benefit of our patients and their families. Better care, better results, with help from Trinity's Joint Replacement Center.
Doogie Club and Chicken Breast, Philly Steak, it's just the best. Black Forest Salmon Souvlaki, Seafood Tuna BLT, Chicken Caesar Roast Beef, Euros with extra meat, Salad Cookies and Juice Falafel, Papa Ganoush, Pita Pit, it's always great. Pita Pit, it's open late, to go there you'll be happy, you'll call and get delivery. Pita.
Earn free food. Start collecting your Pit Card rewards today.
And we're back with North Dakota State Fair Manager Renee Korsleen. And Renee, you talked about the 19 buildings that were destroyed last year or ruined. Is there anything that was a total loss that you could not bring back? Or is everything from a facelift here that was here before plus?
Well, it's the plus. You know, the grass was a huge challenge, and we're still working on it, but it was nice and green, at least until we dried out here. But the Game and Fish Department has been able to expand, and that's going to be a real plus for fairgoers, and it's an ongoing project.
And I toured that facility the other day. It's the old Tracks Plus area they expanded into and some of that area, and it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful. They have really worked hard on it, and I'm really excited. I think the people will be.
All right. Hey, that brings this first report to a close. If you missed one, catch us on our website, onairatthefair.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to On Air at the Fair, brought to you in part by The Pita Pit. Stop by for a pita at the fair, Trinity Health, and by Taco John's, with three locations in Minot.